Blog Talk Radio.
Something to say something
news provided by Mr. Norfolk himself. And then we also have a couple other things. Maybe we can get some words of wisdom from LEO. And I'm actually out and about throughout the town of Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm just leaving Montego Caribbean. And like I said before, the listening party was astounding to see so many connect to so many people. I'm waiting to go into the studio, which is also one of our sponsors, the Media Cartel Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia. They are the ones that are allowing for us to record the theme song. So stay tuned. We have new theme songs coming up. We have new sketches, new skits coming up. We also have a developing artist. We'll be speaking with her, Khadijah Hyde, who just opened up for Tanya Blunt. Now, I know Dee Slate knows Tanya Blunt. She's a singer. She was actually in the movie Sister Act. Remember her? The song Eyes of the Sparrow. Yeah, so this lady, she has a voice like no other. And then, of course, we're going to have, you know, Dee Slate is going to go in. So we have a wonderful show for our listening audience here tonight. Our family is spread it all out, but we're always doing great things. And I also have some great news. Hopefully I'll be hosting from overseas starting on Saturday. I will be in the wonderful, wonderful country of Jamaica, you know. So doing some things over there, some radio promotions and so forth. So what we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go into the studio and get acclimated and get situated or whatever the case may be. And stay tuned for, like I say, Mr. Al Norfolk is going to be bringing us the latest news. I have some information to add to that. Dee Slate is going to go in, and when I bring the topic, he's definitely going to go in. TK is going to bring our words of wisdom as well as a question of the day, and LEO is going to bring us with some inspirational poetry. Let's get into our first talk break, or should I say musical break, for the evening. What do we got here tonight, boss?
Well, before I kick off the music break, I just want to say, you know, our boy Al said that it's his, you know, his birthday's coming up this weekend, and he said make sure when you see him, you holler at him like you know him. So for my man Al, for his birthday, when y'all see him, and when y'all see him, you make sure you say hello to him like this.
Hi.
Wow. What is it?
Hey, boy, you trying to get me divorced.
Okay. Now, let me put this disclaimer out there, because Al is my brother. So, hey, sis, how are he, ho, a little jokey, a little jokey. Okay, now he's good. He can go home. He don't have to sleep on the big couch or any of that. Ha, ha, hee, ho, ho. Right. So, yeah.
Or better yet, when everybody sees Al this weekend, maybe you should wish him happy birthday and cheer him on like this.
That's your
stuff. Now, she don't like that because, you know, that's kind of like urbanistic free-for-all generic. So, we've been playing for Al's birthday. Also, this month we have my favorite artist, the best artist in the world because he wears one glove. Michael Joseph Jackson's birthday is August 29th. So, we're going to start early. And then I also have some other special observances that I'm going to share with you all, plus some information about the Olympics and our hometown girl, Gabrielle Douglas, a.k.a. Gabby Douglas. We're going to talk a little bit about the buzzing trend that's going on right now, talking about her hair. So hopefully CK will let me scoot to the side and talk a little bit about that. But for right now, ladies and gentlemen, of the I Got Something to Say radio show, we have Dee Slate, Mr. Norfolk, CK back from vacation, Mr. Norfolk back from vacation, and yours truly, the hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going into our first musical break, and the time, Eastern Standard Time, is now 9 minutes after 10 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, our first musical break for the evening.
That's right. We got some great indie music. We got a little Bobby Brown throwback in there for you guys, so we got some music by my man Chaz Mason as well. So sit back and relax. It's my man Bobby Brown with the throwback Every Little Step. It's the I Got Something to Say show. Let's get it going.
Let's go. Oh, my head got to be shut. Oh,
Let me tell you a story about a little girl. Grew up without a daddy, no protection from the world. Never made the right choices about a minute in her life. They would tell her that she's worthless, that she wasn't worth a dime. She looked in the mirror every day and every night, hated what she saw, and so she tried to take her life. But I say love yourself, 'cause if you don't, who else will treat you like you're a lady, care for you like a newborn baby, give you all the finer things in life. Here's my advice: love yourself, love yourself, yeah. Jenny had a stepfather, a respectable man. When he married her mother, seemed like a perfect 10. But behind closed doors, daddy drank too much. He crossed the line with his daughter, driven by his lust. She could never trust a man, no matter how hard she tried. She could never love because she hated herself inside. But I still love yourself, 'cause if you don't, who else will treat you like you're a lady? Give you all the finer things in life. Here's my advice: love yourself. Oh, love yourself, love yourself. So hold on, little girl, don't let her break your stride, 'cause you're going. Just believe inside that you're a queen, you're everything you wanna be and more. Just say I'm a woman, I am beautiful, I love myself. Say I'm a woman, I am beautiful, I love myself.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we are here live at a remote in Virginia Beach, Virginia. How's everybody else doing out there this evening?
Doing good, doing good.
Good, good. I guess, yes, y'all heard us in on the conversation about biological kids versus
kids that are becoming our guardians. So that was a conversation that I was having with one of the most renowned producers here in the area, but he represents Jamaica. His name is Flex Man. So I wanted to get him in real quick, definitely introduce around the room. This is the I Got Something to Say show. This is Mr. Norfolk. Say hey, Mr. Norfolk.
What's going on? What's going on? How you doing? How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm all right.
All right. And then we also have CK in the building. CK, this is Flex Man from Jamaica.
How you doing? What's going on
with
you?
Yeah.
What's up?
And then we also, is Elio, is he in now?
Not yet.
Okay, we're still waiting for him to get in. And then we have our executive producer, Mr. D. Slate. Mr. D. Slate, this is Flex Man representing Jamaica.
Hey, Wagwan.
Flex Man, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
Not too much. Look here, I want to say how you doing. Welcome to the show. And, you know, we have, on behalf of Virtuina, she's the sexy lady that walks around the studio. She'd like to say hi to you.
Okay.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes. We got Flex Man in the building tonight representing Kingston, Jamaica. I also understand to all of my Jamaicans in the building, today is Independence Day, 50 years in the making of Jamaica. Come down, selector. Yes. But thank you, selector. Briefcase, yeah. Yeah. See, I'm a born Jamaican by way of Boston, right? My father was Cape Verdean and Jamaican, but Flex is the real deal. Puerto Rican and Jamaica all day, right? So before we get into our little, you know, interview with Flex Man, who do we have on our musical break, boss?
Well, before we we kick off another musical break. We got Dee Woods, formerly of Danity Kane, with her hit Lady in the Streets, absolutely. And then we got a little Jesse Campbell with his hit song When You Cry, right here on the I Got Something to Say show.
Okay, boss, but before we get into that break, because Flex Man has to go back into the studio, he's working with a lot of local, dancehall artists, R&B artists. He's a singer, he's a trainer, he's a vocalist, he's an instrumentalist, and one of the most renowned producers in the area. Who do we have on our last musical break?
Oh, yeah?
That was Chaz Mason with Love Yourself with Bobby Brown's hit single Every Little Step.
All right. Well, not just a whole but the Flex Man. He has a whole studio full of people waiting for him. But I just wanted him to say something considering today is Independence Day for Jamaica. What do you want to say for the people, Mr. Flex Man?
Hey, Independence Day is a great day, you know. It's a day of blessings, you know.
Yeah. And we got people all over the world listening to you right now. So you want to big up anyone in Jamaica, in America,
yeah.
New York?
Big up the whole of Jamaica, you know. Big up the islands, you know, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands. Big up everywhere in the Caribbean, you know. It's a blessing.
Yo, Flex Man, what do you think about Usain Bolt winning the track relay today?
Yeah, nobody can beat that man, you know. They don't want the man to take his shoes off, and it's a problem, you know. If they take his shoes off, they run even faster.
That's right.
And what are some of the artists that you've worked with, Flex Man, and some of your upcoming projects?
Oh, well, I work with Me Too right now, but I've worked with people like Twista, you know, Buju Banton, Capleton, you know. A lot of artists, Beanie Man, you know, Lady Saw, a lot of people.
So what do you got upcoming in the future should we expect?
Right now, I'm trying to work on an R&B artist named Khadija High, and I'm trying to put out a rapper named Me Too, and some guys, The Fleet, a group named The Fleet, we're about to put them out there in a little while.
Okay, and he's also working with yours truly, Miss Fabulous, as well. We have some upcoming theme songs that are coming up. The Media Cartel Studios in Virginia Beach, Virginia, is one of our main sponsors. Salute to the boss, also representing Kingston, Jamaica, top shelf in the building as well. We have Frank Nitti, who is one of the correspondents for Protect Your Net Wu-Tang Clan. So we are surrounded. And also, we got who? Queen Ahat, so she's a dancehall artist that is going to be wild. She's so official. And then we also have Ricky is Awesome, who is one of my other producers. So they're doing a lot of work, and we're grateful. And this is our executive producer. Yes, D Slate is very, very appreciative of you all allowing us to record in your studio.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for definitely the theme songs, the musical projects, and all those things. Do Mr. Norfolk or CK, do you have anything for the Flex Man?
Nah, man. We just want to say big up all Island Monster and enough respect.
Yeah. Okay, enough respect, man.
And what about you, CK?
I don't really have much, but I just want to know where does your creativity comes from? Where it comes from in your aspect of how it just comes to you all of a sudden?
Oh, it comes to me out for the Most High Jah. You know what I'm saying? It comes out for the blessings of the Most High.
Okay. Wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you have anything for Flex Man D Slate?
I just want to say much respect, and definitely thank you for joining us on the show, man. It's a pleasure to have you on with us, and keep doing your thing, man. You got some. You're very talented, and I've listened to some of you guys' work, man, and you guys are doing a great job over there. Definitely can't wait to keep working with you.
Okay, thank you, man. That's a blessing, man.
Ladies and gentlemen of the I Got Something to Say show, we have a lot of West Indians coming into the studio. I am live on location here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. The owner of Media Cartel Studios, top shelf, representing Jamaica. Today is Independence Day for all of the Jamaicans around the world. I'm a born Jamaican by way of Boston and Virginia, Lafayette Shores. But these two guys right here are official, so top shelf, salute boss right here. We got a few words. You got something to say on the I Got Something to Say shows. Salute.
Big up to the item. For real.
Yes.
It's a pleasure, you know, just to be here.
Yes.
Somebody else.
Yeah, this is the whole world up here representing. They got the Jamaicans in the building. Yes, this is Top Shelf, and he's the owner of the Media Cartel Studios. What other services do you all offer, and what other artists, dancehall artists, are you working with right now, Top?
Currently, we're working with Chloe from VA and Eastman, Gang Royal, Screw, just to name a few. But there'll be quite a few more coming up, so just keep your ears and eyes open. And as usual, just be on the...
See, I Got Something to Say radio show. Do you want to pick up anyone in Jamaica?
Well, I can only say big up to the massive in Jamaica. That's all. You know, have a good time. Enjoy.
Yes, what do you say, boss? What you say, D Slate?
I just said big up.
Big up. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say radio show, and we're airing live from Virginia Beach, Virginia. The time is now 27 minutes after the hour of 10 p.m., and we're going to get into our second talk break. When we come back off of our talk break, we will be getting into the Say Something News with Mr. Norfolk, and then we're going to have the question of the day, one of the questions of the day, with CK, and then yours truly will do the follow-up, and then, of course, D Slate goes in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the I Got Something to Say radio show. I'm the hostess with the mostest, Miss Fabulous, D Slate, Mr. Norfolk, CK, the Jamaicans in the building, 50 years. Let's go.
It's time to get on the I Got Something to Say show. It's the one and only Miss D Woods with Lady in the Street. Let's go.
Let's go.
Someone else outside of these trees, can you ever know? have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Gentlemen, we are back off of our second musical interlude for the evening. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. The hostess with the mostest on the microphone, Poetic Justice. And I know you hear all this noise and everything. No, we're not in the studio per se. We're in our mobile studio. And we're doing our own things. We got Mr. Norfolk in the building. This is his birthday week, or should I say month. We also got CK in the building. We have our wonderful esteemed leader, our producer, and the owner-operator of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. D. Slate is in the building. And I just finished talking. Yes. Just finished talking with a couple of, you know, natives of Jamaica. This is Independence Day producers. And with further ado, we just came back from a listening event by a gentleman by the name of Sted DeVoe. And he represents Atlanta. Sted, are you on the phone with us?
I'm here.
All right,
well,
Sted, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine, and so is the rest of America. They're listening as well.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yes, yes.
Maybe while I'm cheaper, man.
Well, Sted, I just want to say welcome, and you know we can't give you no money, brother, but we can give you some of this right here.
Okay.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I had the esteemed pleasure of hosting Sted's musical review, or should I say listening party, in Virginia Beach, Virginia. That's why I'm out here at this particular time. Out in the streets, we're doing the I Got Something to Say show streets, and a lot of the people that we spoke with Top Shelf as well as Flexman Sted a few minutes ago, and they were at your listening party. Great things to say. How are you feeling right about now? Have you come down yet?
Man, I'm hungry. I'm mad I ain't getting no cocoa bread. They closed down the bar and everything by the time I was done performing. I just got back to Hampton. Oh, I shouldn't have told everybody where I'm at, but, you know, I'm in Hampton. I'm home, so I'm good. about to grab me something to eat and just take it all in, man. It was a wonderful event, man. I appreciate everybody that came out and supported. Definitely everybody there in the station. Ms. Poetic, you did a lovely job hosting, filling in for me today. It was awesome. I'm good. I'm in a good place right now.
Absolutely. And we're also joined with my other co-host in the building. We have Mr. Norfolk in the building. Say hello, Mr. Norfolk, to Sted D.
What's going on? Live from Planet Norfolk. What's going on, my man?
Mr. Norfolk, what's good with you?
I had a chance to listen to some of that work, man. We're going to get into that, though. You know what I mean?
I appreciate it, man. Let's do it.
Yes, and we also have our other co-host, Mr. CK, with his promoting self. We'll say what's up, CK, to Sted D in the building.
Hi, glad to have you here.
Appreciate it, brother.
Absolutely. Yes, and you had an opportunity to speak briefly with our executive producer, D. Slate. As he stated, we are honored and privileged to have you here on the I Got Something to Say radio show, which is a part of the family of the D-Hour Show Radio Network. So just to give a little background to our listening audience, it's kind of loud. Everybody's still amped up. Everyone's still fiery from all the VA artists unite here this evening. But some of the highlights, Sted D is currently independent artist in Atlanta, GA. He's affiliate of TEAJ Enterprises in the Total Room Entertainment Group. He is definitely a registered songwriter and a music publisher with SESAC Programming or Performing Rights Organization since 2009. So for all of my independent artists and my regular mainstream artists, you know what exactly that is. That is a requirement. Also, he's worked with various people to include Brian Michael Cox, the Yin Yang Twins, and some other esteemed persons, MAC of Crisscross. He's opened up for various people such as Ryan Leslie, J. Cole, and the list goes on and on and on. So right now he's working on a project that is soon to come and be released in the fall of 2012. So ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we would like to give a wide, big welcome from the I Got Something to Say Radio Show Network. Give a round of applause for songwriter, philanthropist, artist, and the list goes on. Stat D in the building.
Much respect. Blessings and respect to everybody out there.
Well, you know what, Stan? Let me open up the window. I think some people like. I think some people out there cheering for you. Hold on.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. Well, Stan, like I said, firsthand, I had the opportunity to be a part of your listening, and the songs in which you performed tonight were very epic. They were very time trendy, and they made the crowd move. I see the demographics range from, like, I want to say 25 to, like, you know, early 40s, and everyone was bobbing their head in unison. Your drummer is crazy. What in the world?
I got him right here with me. We actually dropping them off right now, so I'm going to let my man Alex talk to you.
What was that? And DJ Havoc, I was like, if he is not a Jamaican selector, that guy is off the chain. Your DJ, he was awesome. So big up to all the people involved, and definitely for Montego Caribbean and Virginia Beach for sponsoring your event. It's a very nice venue. So just give the listening audience a little bit about your project that's forthcoming.
Well, right now, you know, I've been in Atlanta for the past 5 years now, just out here grinding, working hard. Most recently, the past 6 months, I decided to step out. I mean, I wear many hats. I'm a songwriter, producer, arranger, composer. I play piano by ear. I read sheet music. I play the saxophone. I'm just a musical being. I just wanted to step out and do something different. I've been seeing a lot of different things with a lot of new guys out here. It's a lot of new talent, but I wanted to be something refreshing, you know, something kind of like a happy medium for what's trendy right now and then what we used to know, you know, bring some substance back to music, bring some chivalry, some romance, you know, bring some intelligence back to hip-hop music. Because I feel like we're amongst a tainted generation right now that's going through it. So I want to be a voice of my peers and, you know, get my message across and be some inspiration and motivate some people and just be positive. All I want to do is just be successful. Ain't that what Trey said?
Absolutely. And your trademark is get me while I'm cheap or get them while I'm cheap.
Give me while I'm cheap. That's the motto, yes.
Absolutely. You know, I'm trying to put a remix on it. No, that's what we do because I truly have something to say. But I would like to ask my first question. I'm going to go around the room very briefly. And who are some of your greatest influences, that you're inspired? Because your genre does not categorize just one particular era of music. It's kind of a timeline. I think today you took it back from early 80s to most current timeline, from Dirty Dirty South to kind of like a fusion mix. Who are some of your greatest influences?
I guess my greatest influence would be, you know, the U.S. Armed Forces. My dad was in the military, so I've had the opportunity to move around and live in every region of the United States and be around a lot of different people. and take in a lot of different things. I mean, I'm a student to the game. I'm a Virgo, so I'm very analytical. I'm very observant. So I'm definitely a person that self-willed and determined, and I listen to my elders. I listen to everybody around me, and I can learn from anybody. I can learn from a baby. I can learn from an old man. I can learn from somebody my age. I can learn from somebody smart. I can learn from somebody ignorant. So I just take it all in, and I'm receptive to everything, and I just put it all together, and it comes to be what it is, you know. So I would say that would be my biggest thing. But as far as like music artists, you know, I listen to a lot of different things. I listen, you know, I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, so you know, I listen to a lot of Nirvana, Jimi Hendrix. Then I listen to, you know, Ryan Leslie. Who else? Kanye West, Quincy Jones. Like I like a lot of different producers, you know. Timbaland, like a lot of those people that came in the game and made a sound. Like Teddy Riley came with a sound. Timbaland came with a sound. Pharrell came with a sound. That's the type of producer I'm trying to be. Is be somebody that comes in with a new sound, and like you can only come here for that type of sound, you know. So
absolutely. Well, what I wanted to say, Steady, actually kind of wanted to get a question from our other co-host. Mr. Norfolk, do you have anything for Steady?
Yeah, man. Like I said, I listen to some of the music, man, and I want to know, you know, what do you consider yourself? Do you consider yourself an R&B artist or a hip-hop artist? Do you consider yourself a rap artist? I mean, and how do you plan on taking us out of that Drake mode?
You know, I'm a musician, bro. You know, I believe in music theory wholeheartedly. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into pushing buttons, clicking mouses. You know, shout out to them folks that do their thing and they hustle and they getting their bread and all that. But you know what I'm saying? I like to play instruments. As you saw, I have my drummer out today. You know, man. Shout out to my man Alex. You know, from Hampton doing his thing, representing, by the way, of Philly, you know, so shout out to Philly. Philly was in the building tonight. You know what I mean? So I definitely, you know, I consider myself, I guess I would say urban pop.
Urban
because
pop.
Because, you know, I'm current, you know what I'm saying, but I still appeal to the urban, you know, the urban masses. And,
yeah.
You know, and I can be accepted by the hip-hop community, but then I have a fresh face to where I can be, you know, I can go and get that Disney money if I need to, you know?
I feel you. Big ups on that.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yes. Do you have a comment or a statement, CK, that you would like to make for, or question, rather, for Stead D?
Yes, I do. I just want to know, out of everyone that you ever worked with, who was the most fun person you ever worked with in the studio?
Well, the funnest person, I would say, well, I mean, he's not a celebrity, but he's a celebrity to me. But I would say my manager Eagle. he keep me laughing, he keep me on point. But outside of that, I would say King Malachi from the Dungeon Family. He's definitely it's definitely been an experience to be able to work with him. He's a talented individual. He's worked with a lot of different people, you know, from Outkast to CeeLo Green to Jodeci, you know. So just listening to his experiences and listening to his knowledge and seeing him perform and being able to absorb his energy, it's just been awesome. You know, I've been working closely with him on his mixtape coming out. I've been engineering a lot of his recording sessions the past 3 months down in Atlanta. And it's just been a humbling experience, you know. The Ying Yang Twins was fun too. D Rock always had some good stories, you know, about coming through the airport and this and that, you know. So you already know when he gets a beer, it's a good story coming around, you know. And Crisscross, you know, that was crazy, you know. You hear that song Jump, every jump ball in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? That's just crazy. Like grew up on those guys, you know what I mean? So that was a humbling experience, and yeah, so I would say those would be the top ones. Just you know, but I'm always looking to just keep expanding and working with new people. I always like working with new talent as well. You know what I mean? You never know who's gonna be that diamond in the rough.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Do you have any parting remarks, Mr. D. Slate?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I just want to say, first and foremost, man, thank you so much for joining us on the I Got Something to Say show. It's great to see that you have you got many accolades under your belt, and that says a lot about you, your talent, and your character, man. And
I'm still growing, bro. Every day is progress, man. You know, I'm still not where I need to be at, where I want to be, man. I'm still grinding, man. So I appreciate that, definitely.
Well, you know, life is a growing process, man. And to see where you've grown, to look into where you've grown from then to where you are now, is definitely a big accomplishment, man. So a big up to you on that.
I appreciate it so much.
My first question is for you. Looking at a lot of the cats that you work with, some of the mainstream artists that you work with, and some of the talented individuals, a lot of the indie artists, man, and those up and coming artists that are trying to be in music, man, what advice would you give them?
I would say, first and foremost, stay humble, have some humility, listen to those around you, be receptive to constructive criticism. I've had to learn that, I can be stubborn at times, and I want things to go a certain way, but then I have to sit back and I gotta realize that, I might not know everything. So let me listen to somebody that might have an experience, because you don't know where everybody's been. You don't know the roads that everybody's traveled or the walks of life that they've endured. You know what I mean? So I've come to realize that, and I'm blessed to learn that at a young age. I have a lot of older, wise individuals around me, from my manager to my older brother, my father, and also keep your values, your morals, and your scruples. Don't let anybody try to change who you are. Don't let anybody, stick to your guns, but still be receptive and open to learning. Always try to learn, and always also, always use all of your tomorrows to make your yesterdays better today's.
Absolutely.
All right.
My last question for you, bro, is
And also, sleep and success don't mix.
Okay. No doubt. Well, where can we find you at on Twitter, man, if you're on Twitter?
You can find me at Sted Makes Beats. That's STEDMAKESBEATS. No ghetto jargon, no underscores, none of that. It's Sted Makes Beats. And then you'll find me at Pound Get Me While I'm Cheap. That's the motto. Definitely. My rates are going up, so get at me.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Sted, as a part of the I Got Something to Show, or should I say of the I Got Something to Say radio show, which is a part of the Hour Show Radio Network, we like to thank you for your time and your participation in tonight's segment, and we just wish you all the luck with your future endeavors. Where if you haven't been fans before, definitely go on to social radio networks and sites and so forth, and you can find out more information about Sted DeVoe or Sted D and his forthcoming album that's going to be coming out the fall of 2012. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm listening. I'm still here.
All right. There's just so many things going on throughout, from Arizona all the way to VA. This is what we do.
We in Arizona right now. Shout out to Phoenix. Shout out to Tucson. Everybody from Flagstaff. Shout out to everybody out there.
Absolutely. So what we want to do is just say thank you so very much for being on with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you so much, and it was great seeing you tonight. It's always a pleasure. Anytime, anything you guys need, definitely let me know. It's all love, blessings, and respect to everybody out there that's listening to me. And I just thank y'all for the opportunity to share my craft with the masses.
Absolutely, bro. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is the I Got Something to Say Radio Show Network, and we have Sted D as our guest for this evening. We also have in the building Mr. Norfolk, CK, D Slate, and Miss Fabulous. We're going to go into one of our last musical breaks for this evening. It's 51 minutes after the hour.
Miss Paletta, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
My name is Sted D, and I've got something to say.
Absolutely. Tell the people one more time.
I said, my name is Sted D, and I've got something to say.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it now, and you've heard it first, and you better get on while he's cheap. It's Ted D, and the I Got Something to Say Radio Show Network. It is 10:52, 52 minutes after the hour of 10 Eastern Standard Time. We're going to go into our last musical break for the evening, and when we come back, we will have the Say Something News with Mr. Norfolk. We also will have D Slick Goes In, CK with the question of the evening, and, you know, we may have a special visitor, GB, may come through while we're closing up. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our producer of the I Got Something to Say radio show, and what we have coming up next, D Slate.
Well, for that lovely music break, we got my girl Shamora with Don't Break My Heart, and we got Shanice's new song Tomorrow right here on the I Got Something to Say show. If you got something to say, you better say it.
Keep listening, Stat D in the building. Let's go.
Before I give nothing that you said, there's nothing that you did. Cause everything was perfect, just didn't work for me. Don't know how many times I couldn't sleep at night, trying to figure out how to love you.
Put it in for them.
And all I got to say now is Olympics, 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 man. Hussein Bolt did it again in world record time. And y'all stop talking about Gabby Hale. Nobody want to hear that. And then Michael Phelps, he let y'all know who the man is. And the Dream Team almost lost. Come on, dog. Y'all talking about y'all could beat the original Dream Team. And I got to say a special, special shout-out goes to the women's volleyball team. Woo, boy, short. That's the I Got Something to Say news with your boy, Mr. Norfolk. You did.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Say Something, I Got Something to Say news with your anchor, with the hostess of the I Got Something to Say radio show news, Mr. Norfolk. And the music and the beats were provided by Marcus Gameface Boy. We thank you for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into our next segment of the show, and we're going to bring to the surface our subject, our table topper, our question, or should I say statement of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, Sentiments with CK. Put your hands together. Let's go, ladies and gentlemen. What you got for us, CK?
Well, you know, lately we have our new gold medalist, Gabrielle Douglas, who came in with the gold medal. My question for tonight is, like, why is everyone hating on her about her hair? I mean, what's the deal? She's going in to do what she got to do to serve her representation for this country in the Olympics, and she did an absolutely wonderful job. She's 16 years old, and then as soon as she gets the gold, everybody want to talk about her hair not being properly done. I mean, why? I want to know from everyone who got something to say about it. Please, please call in at 718-766-4553. And I want to know why. What was wrong with the hair? Hair is hair, you know. But we gotta get the job done.
Well, actually, my hand is up. If I may, I got something to say. My hand is up. Poetic Justice, aka Miss Fabulous. This is from provided by London Associated Press. Tweetism, and it states, "Look, like everyone's been tweeting and getting a little friendlier between the athletes." 16-year-old said Sunday when she was a little confused about when she logged on to her computer after winning her second gold medal, right, in 3 days, and discovered people were debating about her pullback look. I don't know, quote, I don't know how or where this is coming from. What's wrong with my hair, said Douglas, the first U.S. gymnast to win a gold in team all-around competition. I'm like, I just made history, and people are focusing on my hair, end quote. I mean, I could be bald or short. It doesn't matter about my, in quotations, hair. And to further on the discussion, Douglas used gel, clips, and a ponytail holder to keep things together in place while she competed, a style where she has worn for years. Nothing is going to change, she states. I'm going to wear my hair like this between the beam and the bar of the finals. You might as well stop talking about it, end quote. The bubbly teenager is the first African-American gymnast to wear her hair and the winnings of the sport, biggest prizes. She also has no idea why the social media continues to light up. She Googled herself after winning the gold, and she end quotes with this. I don't think people should be worried about my hair. We are all champions, and we are all winners. I just want to know what kind of stupid, crazy thought about my hair is significant, end quote. I want to say this. As a woman who has natural hair, as an African-American woman, as an American of this country, anytime you have Oprah Winfrey to tweet about your success, anytime you have the current administration, President Barack Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama to congratulate you on your successes, ladies and gentlemen, we have to stop this. We have to stop it as a culture. We have to stop it as a people. This young lady is going to be frayed for life. A self-esteem, characterization, it is imperative that we give her the undenouncing response in terms of not about her hair, about what she has done in stride of this country.
That's what we need to focus on this time because, again, she's 16. She's still developing. Her mind is still agile. And this right here can either turn one or two ways, to the negative or to the positive. I say Gabrielle Douglas, a.k.a. Gabby Douglas, I salute you. You are a Virginian. Most importantly, you are an African-American young woman who is making strides, who has made history. Girl, you do your hair, and you, if you want to holler at somebody, Miss Poetic got your back, honey. You let me know, and we're going to take it to the streets. Miss Nappy Cone's in the building.
That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, everybody's going to be her cousin now. I just want to include this real quick because she's in the box of what? Kellogg's what? And she has all these endorsements. You know, in spite of what I would do, in spite of the masses, I would put her face on a cover of a kitty perm or some type of crack lie perm or what have you, just to prove a point. But she's paid. Leave that girl alone and let her do what she does. Okay, and I'm off the soapbox. Somebody else. Somebody else. This is a troubling subject for me.
I totally understand. Can I bring on another question, if you don't mind?
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
Sorry to cut off anyone, but I want to go into talking about something I don't normally talk about, and that's politics. Over the last few months, the president on his reelection campaign, he's been getting hit hard. Where are they as far as with the him accepting same-sex civil marriages, as well as to what direction this country is going in? I just want to know, does anybody feel that if and when he is reelected, that that term will be way better than the first term?
Well, I take it as this, man. When this first term came around, he had to be careful because you want to get reelected. Now you got to pick your battles, man. And when you want to be in for the long haul, yeah, you know it's a lot of stuff that he didn't get done, but you got to understand you want to get reelected, man. Once you get into this second 4 years, man, I think you're going to see, a whole different person, man. And that's just my take on that. That's Al's opinion on it, man. As far as same-sex marriage and things of that nature, man, I mean, those are touchy subjects. But I want to say this, man. When you start regulating people's belief, I mean, people came here because this was supposed to be the land of the free where you can practice what you wanted to do. And, you know, when you start imposing your will on other people's belief, then that there becomes a problem. Now, on the same token, we can't run around and just run rampant, you know what I'm saying? There has to be some type of order. So, I mean, I think that's something you should leave up to the people. A majority vote should actually dictate all of that. So, I mean, that's just my take. That's what I got to say on that.
Absolutely. Well, if I can just slide in real quick just to make a quick statement on the subject of politics. If you're independent, if you're Democratic, if you're Republican, it does not necessarily mean about your political stance or your position. I just say research both parties to whatever avails to your preference, go by it. But make certain that you understand, pick the best person possible that you know is going to be great representation of the best country of the world, these United States of America. Also, the candidates in which they have decided to stand for education, for women's rights, for labor, for so on and so forth, make certain that they act on these promises in which they're bringing forth to the surface, because everything's in the light will sure come to dark, and everything then the dark will soon light the sky. So these are words and part of what I think. I just say exercise your right to vote, RITE, on November 6, 2012. Get out there, because it is your inheritance, RIGHT and RITE. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my soapbox, and I do have something to say.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, CK, for that. That's a sentiment words of CK. And the time is now 13 minutes after the hour, 13 minutes after the hour p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And for those 1 to 2 hour differences for our neighboring states abroad, this is the I Got Something to Say radio show. And I'm the hostess with the mostest, Poetic Justice, Miss Fabulous. We also have CK in the building, Mr. Norfolk in the building, and our esteemed leader, our executive the producer. We also have a segment where we incorporate D Slate Goes In, but I just kind of want to try something new tonight in light of the summer. I have a couple of, you know, weird and unique holidays that I normally bring forth, but I was wondering if D Slate has a ghetto gourmet dish or meal or something significant that he's cooking up for us tonight for a recipe, because I need something new for the rest of the week. You have anything for us, D Slate?
Well, look at here. The ghetto gourmet is in the building. Let me tell you one time. For all the ramen noodle lovers out there, it's time for a G-Hood gourmet recipe. Look here. Boil up your favorite ramen noodles. We're gonna go with, see what flavor we're gonna go with today. We'll go with chili flavor. Yeah. Ramen noodles. Let me hit you with the hood recipe. Now, boil up your favorite chili ramen noodles. Put your flavor packet in there. Now, here's where the meal comes in. We all know you got some old taco meat in the refrigerator. Yeah, you got old taco meat. Get into the fridge. Get a couple of tablespoons of the old taco meat. Throw it in your bowl of hot, fresh chili ramen noodles. Okay, that ain't it. Here we go. You also got some old salsa in there. Put a couple of tablespoons of the old salsa in your chili ramen noodles. Now, mix it up. Put you a couple of sprigs of cilantro in there. Oh, y'all, you got you a nice little meal from the Hood Gourmet right here on the I Got Something to Say show. I'm telling you, it's perfecto. We don't say bam like my man Emerald get it on. We say damn because it's so damn good. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So go ahead and cook up your chili-flavored ramen with your old taco meat and your salsa and your cilantro. Take a taste and scream out, damn, Deep Slate got something going with this hood recipe. Right here, it's the ghetto gourmet. There you go, right there.
This boy done put some cilantro in some ramen noodles.
Where did he do that at? I'm saying, you know, I'm just so moved. He tried to expand upon his horizons, if you will.
He gave it ghetto gourmet, though, like cilantro. Like, he added some fresh herbs to the drink. That's the only good thing about that meal right there. Old taco meat.
Mr. Ghetto Gourmet, do you have a theme song when you're preparing such dishes, or what is your inspiration?
Yeah, we'll be coming. I'll be coming with a theme song soon for you guys, and I got more recipes to come. So get your pens and your pads ready because the Ghetto Gourmet got many to come.
You got a book coming out soon too?
Absolutely. The book is called Damn Dudes and Done It Again, The Ghetto Gourmet. I'm telling you. Be on the lookout
for CK, why are you encouraging him? CK, why are you encouraging the Mr. Ghetto Gourmet? Why are you encouraging him?
It's something to help the ghetto people. I mean, they not going to cook no other way, so you might as well go ahead and give them what they want.
But then we're going to have them posting recipes on our you know, the I Got Something to Say radio show page. Please don't encourage him. I'm shaking my head. Yes.
And on the cover of the book, I got a FUBU hat on. I got the FUBU hat and I got the FUBU apron on, and it says, "Damn, dude, they done it again. Ghetto Gourmet, you better get ready for it."
Yo.
So the FUBU stands for, what, may I ask? I'm almost
almost afraid to ask, or do you have a different significant acronym, Chef Ghetto Gourmet? Really?
Well, we're working on it right now. We were thinking about Food Us, Buy Us, but, you know, it sounded kind of crazy. So we're working on it right now. But when you see the book, when you see the cookbook with the gentleman with the FUBU hat and the FUBU apron on, and it says, damn, dude done, done it again, you better go ahead and pick it up.
For wow. Well, ladies and gentlemen, yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you always going to have something eclectic here on the I Got Something to Say radio show. CK, I'm so glad you're back from vacation. Mr. Norfolk from Blood, so, so glad you're back. And they're going to also be having some developing segments. We're going to have British Betty that's going to be providing the elevator countdown with some of your throwback rock songs that were significant back in the day, you know, Culture Club, Pat Benatar, things of that nature. And, of course, you know, we always got GB in the studio. You know, this is these guys' sidekick. That's their homeboy. You know, he's on the line. So can we go ahead and please put this dude on the line so he can stop blowing up my pager, not phone but my pager. Yes.
Hey, can we pause for the calls right before GB come on? I just want to say a special shout-out to Dominique Dawes. If I see you in the street, it's going to be a crowd.
I feel sick now. I feel, I'm sick.
And
she's an adult now, so it's official. She's an adult now.
And Dominique, when Al see you, he might say something like this.
Hi.
Wow.
No doubt. No doubt.
Is that coming from Al or Dominique? Which one? Wow, really? I'm scary right about now. But she's an adult, so it's okay. But I'm just saying, you know, when you sleep on that mattress on the outside, Al, only thing I can just say is put your back to the tree. So you won't get anything, some of the residue or anything from the sky falling and, you know, just the water, the local pets and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
be outside.
Hey, before
I got your back, huh?
Real quick, before GB come in, are you guys ready for a real quick deep slate goes in?
Yeah. Let deep slate go in for GB come in. Cause what? That boy off the chain.
Let me hit y'all with this. It's another opportunity right now for deep slate goes in. You're damn right. Look here.
Bring it to your
first of all. First of all, we were talking about politics, and I'm going to go through this quickly. We're talking about politics. First of all, the country's in a turmoil right now. When we're talking about the job market, health care, the economy, look here. You know, the president, I'm going to give you a generalization. It's almost like the president inherited a garbage dump, okay, of trouble. He inherited a garbage dump. In order for him to do some work, the land that has the garbage on that he inherited has to be cleaned up. Okay? It has to be cleaned up. So that the mess has to be cleaned up before you can lay the foundation down on it. Okay? Plain and simple. It has to be cleaned up before you can lay the foundation down for you. And all those individuals out there that's been, for the last decade, that's been screaming about, oh, it's been worse this and it's been like this and it's been so bad with this, I'm going to tell you right now, you put another individual in the office like the Bush Company, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be even worse. So you decide whether or not you want, it's bad right now, but you decide whether or not you want it bad to get better, or you want worse to get bad. You decide that. Now, first and foremost, stop disrespecting this man. Okay, he's the president of the United States. Stop calling him by his first name. Stop calling him by his last name. He's President Obama. Okay, plain and simple. Stop calling the man by his first name. That's very disrespectful. Then you got many individuals out there talking to him, questioning his background, questioning whether or not he's black. None other president got treated like that, okay? None of the other presidents got treated like that. And then right now you want to question whether or not he's black because his mom's white and his dad was black. First of all, for decades, individuals that's been in relations, in mixed couple relationships, where it was a black man with another mixed race, that child was always considered African-American. And for those who don't know, black is the dominant color. I'm going to hit you with that. Now, first of all, first and foremost, I'm going to end it with this. Gabby in the Olympics, this young sister, when we go, the Olympics is all about, it's all about unity. It's all about individuals representing their countries and everybody having fun playing these sports and representing and showing off their talent. That's what it's all about. And it got nothing to do with this young lady's hair, okay? It's got to do with what she stands for and what she represents. And I'm going to tell you like this. She just got a $3 million endorsement deal. So, Gabby, hold up the Wheaties box and tell them, kiss my nappy-headed ass. This is D-Slate going in.
And I guess you all heard that. D Slate, are you okay when we check your blood pressure? You all right?
I'm good.
You went
I'm good.
In.
I'm about to eat some of this chili ramen noodle soup, so I'm good.
Why you mad?
He went in, right, CK, right, Mr. Norfolk?
Yeah, man. The ramen noodles got his pressure up.
Yes, if y'all acting stupid, y'all waiting for me to put me on the phone, Poetic said.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to eat some birthday cake, because, you know, President Barack Obama, we be playing basketball together, and he gave me some birthday cake, and he froze it in the freezer.
Hold on. GB, when you come in, can you please ring the doorbell. Let me try it for you so you understand. Please ring the doorbell before you come in. And I'm gonna tell you right now, GB. Oh my goodness, you ain't been drinking today, have you?
No, I've been drinking a lot of water. They told me drink 8 cups of water, So I dropped my 8 cups. And then the little girl next door, and then her mama, and then her mama friend, and Bob, and then Frog Bob friend. So I draw a lot of water. My stomach matched my breath. It big.
Who in the hell left the gate open?
Who in the hell left the gate open?
Yeah, because it was President Barack Obama's birthday, and we played basketball in Chicago, and he was like, doosh, 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 three. And I was like, I got it. And he was like, okay. So then, you know, Malia and Sasha came in, first lady, and then she made us a big lunch, and I'm full. And I got my crazy check on the first, and I bought all this candy, some flip-flops, and it's gone.
Hey, GB, your fans wanted to say something. All your fans wanted to say something to you. Hold on.
That ain't nice, like, dog. What's going on,
Virginia? Your fans not too happy with you right now.
Whatever, you just jealous. What's going on, Slate Cat? What's going on, Virginia Slam? What's going on, KC and Sunshine Band? What y'all doing?
Wow.
You are on the vacation, boy. I'm telling you.
It's cool.
That's what I said, Fred, but it's kind of like participation. It's partly cloudy outside. It was kind of like raining with like participation. But what happened was for August, I think I got my crazy check and I bought all the candy and some flip flops for your Navy, for your Army. They had some flip flops for like 99 cents plus one more penny. It was the Young Navy. It was your
99
Army.
99 cents plus one more penny. Wow.
Yeah, they had a flip flop. When I got my crazy check, I bought it and some candy. But
look,
my crazy check. Huh?
Them some great mathematics there.
Yeah, it was like 99 cents plus one penny. It was like 100 pennies all together.
GB.
Huh?
GB. How many cots do your mama be pushing on the first of the month?
My mama, she puts like 2 cots. It'd like be like 1 cot with all sweets, and then the other one be like all cakes. And then we got another car with like meat. And then the man said, I'll push that car. He ain't never come back to my house, though. but look, for the month that's after July, but before September, I think they call it August, they got America Artist Appreciation Month. They got Black Business Month. They got Children Vision and Learning. When they said, can you see me? I said, huh? And that's how we're learning. And then they got Get Ready for Kindergarten Month. They got Golf. I play golf. They got Happiness Month. They got National Runaway Prevention. I was a runaway. They told me to walk, and I was running away.
So they can't run away to walk?
I did, KC Sunshine Band, but they're my favorite one right here. They got International Clown Week. I'm a clown. When I got my crazy chair, I bought some paint, and I tried it out. And I was like, boogity, boogity, boo. And the kids was like, they didn't want to play no more.
These slate
listen, don't cut me off now. I get mad because you know I get crazy chat. And then they got World Breastfeeding Week. Now that's fun. That's fun.
Wow.
And then lastly, don't cut me off now because I don't know crazy, but karate lit right next door to my house. So they got National Catfish Month. They got National Picnic Month. And they got Romance. Now, if I can find another girl bot that Matt Meyer, we'll be being match heaven.
They also got National Your Brain Is Missing, Let's Find It Month.
Well, I put something on Craigslist. I'm trying to find my brain, and ain't nobody turned it in yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
I don't know if it's Tuesday or 2:30. If it's 1-1-3 or count to 3, I don't even know. But I know one thing for certain. This is our GB, and I got something to say, show. And y'all keep messing with me, I'm going to tell the blind lady off the street, and she's going to come back and kiss all eyes.
GB, go lay down. Get off the meds, yo.
Wow.
Yeah. So y'all stay tuned, because I got National Tooth Fairy Day coming up on the 22nd. You know Michael Jackson, his birthday coming up. Happy birthday,
Kevin.
Go, Michael. It's your birthday.
We're
going to do the moonwalk. Y'all talking about Michael Jackson.
He ain't
dead yet.
Go get you some moon boots before you do the moonwalk, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, GB, they're working on Mars right now. You gone?
Yeah. Huh?
You gone?
I'm going to leave one more time. I'm going to do Gabrielle on Union Hill.
Huh?
Yeah, Jimmy, I think somebody outside giving away apple pie. You might want to get out there.
I'm giving the phone back to Poet and Justice and Tupac, okay? So y'all take care, KC Sunshine Man. You take care of Slate Cat and Virginia Slims.
I got some rocks for you to kick.
I don't want to holler. I just want to talk slow. I want to talk slow. I don't want to holler.
Kick him.
I'm in the library, and I ain't supposed to be in here, so I can't holler back. I'm going to just be quiet. All right, y'all. I'm gone. Y'all, let me ask y'all a question. First and foremost, I know you all are just coming back from vacation. Who let GB in? I'm telling you. He takes up too much of our time. Huh?
It wasn't me, I know that.
He always appreciate that.
He always grab your mic, though, so.
GB always get in, seem to get in every time I go get my lunch. That ain't cool.
You know what, boss? You're right. It's them, exactly them noodles. But you know what? You're probably the main one to help me. Huh?
Every time I go get something to eat, GB coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool. You know, we're the only friends that he has. So, you know, you have to be patient sometimes, you know.
I
asked him, was he going to vote in November? He told me, so he already voted for the Pringles and the green can. So, I mean, I was done after that. I was like,
wow.
I'm going to ask no more questions.
Wow.
So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, that was GB.
He always stops past the studio and hangs out with us, the family. It is the I Got Something to Say radio show. It is 33 minutes after the hour at this time, 11:33 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to go around the room and start providing our closing remarks. Today was a very, very exciting show. We had the opportunity to do one of many soon to come radio remotes at various events throughout the country, throughout the country and throughout the world, should I say. So, you know, stay tuned for more segments from our regular personalities, CK, one of our radio personalities, Mr. Norfolk, one of our personalities, radio personalities, and then our executive producer and his new segment, Ghetto Gourmet. So we got a lot of new things coming up for the fall. Definitely, I think Mr. Norfolk mentioned earlier about support your local back-to-school drives is really imperative. A lot of order, organizations or community outreach, they're doing great things at this time so people can have the right tools, R-I-G-H-T and W-R-I-T-E, tools to go back to school. What are your closing remarks, starting with you, CK?
I guess for a week, everybody be safe, like I always do. I mean, it's important to be safe and think with the first mind before you go and make a wrong decision, like somebody let the door open and let you be in. But, you know, it's cool. And be on the lookout for the Ghetto Gourmet book coming to Amazon, every bookstore, wherever, for the ghetto folks.
That's it, baby. Damn, that brother done it again.
Absolutely. And we have so many more sketches coming up. CK is going to have some more things to do. He's our internet, you know, promoter and our social network outreach director. He's always putting stuff out there. So stay tuned for whatever he has. And Mr. Norfolk is going to be doing some promos and some other stuff coming up. So stay tuned. You're going to see us all over the place doing our individual things from photography to authors to television and film. So just stay tuned. Mr. Norfolk, what do you have for us?
Hey, yo, I say, man, just stay strong in who you are. Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a good week. Happy birthday to me, August 8th. Yeah, I better be on the lookout, yo. They at Mars, but it's still people starving down here. You know what I'm saying? I'll get it. You know what I mean? And yo, prayers go out to the people in Wisconsin. Yeah, I mean, where they just had another shooting, yo. Y'all be safe out there, man, and protect your neck.
Oh, my God, yes. Rest in peace to anyone who's been impacted, to the victims, and just continue to pray for the United States of the USA and just pray for people in general. Contrary to popular belief, we need one another, so we have to stay in prayer. And your birthday is August 8th, so Al, Mr. Norfolk, that particular number, 8, signifies new beginnings, and it's also the date to create, and also Happiness Happens Day. And then Odie, Garfield's pal, is also his birthday, too. And sneak some zucchini into your neighbor's porch light. Is on the 8th of August. Interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, very quick before we get the results or the parting words from our producer and yours truly, let's sing happy birthday on the count of three, just the first stanza. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you, Mr. Norfolk, my friend from the I Got Something to Say radio show. Make my butt go boom, boom, boom to the Jamaica. Oh, I got lost. Happy early birthday.
Y'all retarded,
man. Happy early birthday. I want a piece of your cake for my butt to go boom, boom, boom.
Hey, shut the door, man. Shut the door.
Please do. I don't know how. I'm so sorry. Yeah, happy early birthday, Al, and wish for many, many more, and I know you're going to have a great time, so hopefully we'll be in touch. Go on to Al's page if you're his friend on Facebook or to the I Got Something to Say radio show page, and wish our radio personality, Mr. Norfolk, a very, very happy born day on the 8th, which is this upcoming Wednesday. Any parting words, Mr. D. Slate?
Well, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for tuning into the I Got Something to Say show. As always, you guys are absolutely wonderful. Thank you guys so much for supporting us and all the artists and everybody else out there. We will continue to keep supporting you and everything that you do. And make sure you tune in to the Tuesday spot with your boy D Slay. The CK will be in the building tomorrow. And also, make sure you tune into Nod Your Head Wednesday with L1, RC, and Amber. They got some incredible guests this Wednesday. And also, Thursday for Celebrity Thursday, me and PJ will be talking to the incomparable, the incredible Mrs. Stephanie Mills is going to be in the building. So make sure you guys tune into Celebrity Thursday. We're going to be getting it in with her and just having some fun. And keep tuning and keep supporting and listening to the D Hour Show Radio Network. Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. And if you want to be on our show, all you have to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. Thank you, and God bless.
Yes, and this is your girl, Miss Fabulous, a.k.a. Poetic Justice. I'd like to give a special thanks to our special guest on this evening, Stead DeVoe, from by way of Atlanta. His upcoming project, Listening Party in Virginia Beach and Montego Caribbean, very, very nice. Had the opportunity to host the event. Also, special thanks to Media Studios, or Media Cartel Studios, Recording Studios, rather, in Virginia Beach, Virginia, Top Shelf, Flex Man, thank you, by way of Jamaica. Thank you so very much for being on the show tonight. We thank you for all that you do. Happy Independence Day to the country of Jamaica, making 50 years. And I am going to try my very best to air live from Montego next Monday. If not, we will be having probably a retro show. And then our other personalities will go on vacation. On August 20th, we are anticipating having Malice, one half of the Eclipse, to join us by way of our show. Schedule should permit for that to take place, so stay tuned for that. And also, I will still be here in Virginia Beach tomorrow. Montego Caribbean Lyrically Spoken will be taking place. Stay tuned for our efforts to support Making Strides Breast Cancer Awareness and the suicide prevention. Does someone have something to say? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate all that you do. Thank you for tuning in. Continue to tune in by way of www.blogtalkradio.com/thehourshow. Also tune in, radio application, and stay for other opportunities to stay connected. It's the I Got Something to Say Radio Show Network. We love you all. Good night. God bless. And remember, life is short and so is my real hair. You all take care out there. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, CK. Good night, John Boyle.
If you really got something to say.